What is the title of the meditation tonight? Changing the slave mentality.
Amen.
I got my slave mentality. Amen. We shall see. Yes. We shall see. You know, I was pondering about certain things that we think about. Certain things that we listen to on a daily basis. And how often we are bombarded with not only false, but negative information. And for those of you who have to sit down in front of your other God to get your information, it's sad. It is depressing. And I was just thinking on the course of this last past year, 2016, how many conflicts we had in our country. And how was it all exploited in the name of racism and social discrimination. In some parts of our country, prevails a mentality among certain people that we, or that you, the white people, thank God I'm brown and gorgeous, all the rest of society is something because of slavery time. And to this very day, many of the fallacies that affect the nation are blamed on things that happened 100 years ago. One time somebody said, you know, you are not an authority to talk about this because you don't know what you went through. I said, I may not know what you went through, but I know what I go through on a daily basis. So don't come talk to me about racism.
Don't come and talk to me about racism. It doesn't bother me anymore because I know who I am. And I'm better than whatever anybody else can say. But once you stop and think about, as I said, all the fallacies going on in our society, whether you're black or white, or whatever color you may be, what is preventing people from advancing is not necessarily social injustice as it is a slave mentality. Amen. Did you know that everybody that comes here from Asia within 10 years has a university degree? Amen. Is anybody listening to me here?
Yes.
98 Asian out of 100 will graduate from a university. Whereas our own people, black and white, only 43% will graduate from a university. So what is now the point? Is the point that the Asians have money? Many of them comes only with the ticket and $100 in their pocket. What is the difference then? Mindset. A lot of people will live the whole entire life with a wilderness mentality. What is the problem with the wilderness mentality? Thank you for asking. The wilderness mentality will cause you to take 800 times longer to accomplish something that could be accomplished in no time. What? The slave mentality will look at things in a distorted way. I have never taken any help from the government, and in the name of Jesus, I will never do it. Because as long as there's a fiber of strength on my body, I'm going to work. And I can't be bought. Folks, this is the best country in the world. Amen. For anybody to succeed. Yes. Well, let's forget about the Asians. Let's look at the Africans. They come in here, and within no time, they finish college. Why can't we do this? Slave mentality. I don't believe that any one of us here suffer from this sickening way of thinking. But I do believe if we prepare ourselves and know how to handle this, we can help thousands of people out there. This is the land of the plenty. You know, it's something commendable. Brother Morris is 39 years old. He's retired. And you're in college now, is that correct? You're in college right now? Did you hear? Huh? You're a senior graduate this year. Are you listening to this?
Amen.
The problem is not on the country. The problem is in the way of thinking. You can do all things and anything through Christ Jesus who strengthens you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Often I see and I hear people jumping on the Israelis and really go heavy on them. But you know, our society isn't doing better than the Israelis on the days of old. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 2, the following words. Would you care to read it with me? It is 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea. A trip that should take 11 days took 40 years. Why was that? Slave mentality. Watch this. Brother Harry, I don't think I gave you this reference. Can you put up there Numbers 14, start on verse 30? Just for you to have an idea what I'm talking about. Read it with me. Except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in. Ooh. 31. But you little ones, whom you said would be victims, I'll bring in. And they shall know the land which you have despised. 32. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. Now listen to the next verse. And your sons shall be shepherds in the wilderness. How long? 40 years. And bear the brunt of your infidelity until your carcasses are. Wow. One more verse. According to the numbers of days in which you spied out the land, 40 days, for each day you shall bear your guilty 1 year, namely 40 years, and you shall know my rejection. What is the big deal here? God had promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that they would possess a land that flows with milk and honey. Well, they came right away after they left Egypt. They came into a place called Mount Horeb. From Mount Horeb, where they heard this, to Kadesh Barnea was an 11 days journey, as we saw in the previous scripture. So Moses said, okay, boys, take 12 men, one of each tribe, cross over, go look at the land, and bring us samples of things from the land. So the 12 men went. They get a clove. Is that what you call it? The grape? A cluster of grapes. That was so big that two men had to fetch a cluster of grape. Amen. Are you with me here? So they went and checked the land. When they came back, the slave mentality of 10 of those men said, yeah, the land is good. Yeah. Hello, there is a cluster of grapes right here that one person can't care by itself. And you are questioning the goodness of the land? Are you serious? And then 10 of them said, you know, the land is good. It flows with milk and honey indeed. But the Anakins lives in there, the son of the giants. And we saw ourselves as grasshoppers before them. That's a wilderness, a slave mentality. When you see yourself through the wrong prism, when somebody has a slave mentality, a wilderness mentality, they can be before the most beautiful thing. They are unable to see because of their way of thinking. Are you with me so far? Amen. Well, let me tell you this. As I was thinking about this particular situation, I think the Lord gave me a revelation. And this revelation has helped me personally. And I believe it will help you to help many, many, many people out there. What was the revelation? The Lord says, the children of Israel spent all these years, 40 years, in the wilderness on a trip that could take only 11 days. Because they had a wilderness mentality, a slave mentality. We really should not look at the Israelis with astonishment, because many of us today do the same thing that they did. We keep going around and around the same mountains, the same problems, the same complaints, instead of making progress in our spiritual and material lives. And the result is, it will take us years, it will take us years to experience victory over something that could have been dealt with in a matter of days. Are you with me here? Are you still with me here? Yes. Well, Pastor, you don't understand what I went through when I was young. Oh, poor thing. Get over! It is water under the bridge! Well, you know, it's easy for you to say that because you had a good education. Well, let me tell you this. I went to school when I was 9 years old because my stepfather didn't want me to go to school. All the other children, all my siblings went to school. Everybody's going to school. I couldn't go. I was not a son. I was a hindrance on the way. There was money to buy a uniform for everybody, but not for me. But thank be to God. God touched somebody's heart. And at the age of 9 years, I am in pre-kindergarten. All the little kids, and I was the big dude among all those kids. And you know, within 2 years, I went 4 grades. On those days, I don't know how they do it today, but on those days when you went to school, elementary school, they had a book, thick book, that was good for the whole year. And then the teachers would take quarters. Every quarter they would take a test. Then you progress at the end of the year. Then you take a grand test, and if you pass, then you advance to the next grade. So I went from kindergarten to pre-kindergarten to kindergarten, then first grade and second grade. Bam, 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 on the first year. I was hungry to learn. On the second year, I went second grade, third grade, and fourth grade. They were amazed. And the people who was buying my uniform and my books and everything else, when they saw the report card, they rejoiced. Let's go back and buy some more uniform for you. I got to my first year in university when I was 17, fresh out of high school. Nobody on that campus was 17. Everybody was 18, 19, 20. I was the only dude that was 17. When I did my ASVAB test, number one. Oh, you're smart. No. No. I'm blessed. But you know what? If I'm going to linger around the prospect that I didn't have a fair share in life, I would be flipping burgers today. Now God has called each one of you here this evening under the sound of my voice to live a life of victory. Amen. God has a promised land to each one of you here. Amen. Under the sound of my voice. And the only thing hindering you from enjoying all the victories, all the blessings that God has for you is you. Yes. As I said, I don't believe that we have enslaved people here, or slave mentality people here, but it may be very well that you will need to deal with someone who thinks that way. Why shoot for the little when you're blessed with the best? Why settle for a bit when you've called for the plenty? Why give up all the royalties that you're entitled to as a royal priesthood, as a peculiar person, as a chosen people of God, and settle for mediocrity? Why settle for a C when you are the wisdom of God in Christ Jesus? You're supposed to be A plus all time. What? It's hard. Shut off the stinking video game and the TV and dive into the books. It's too hard. The Bible says if you lack wisdom, ask Him, and He's going to give you so much that it's going to be coming out through your pores. So much wisdom. My whole point here, folks, we don't have to settle for mediocrity. It's the slave mentality that will prevent us from joining the promised land where milk and honey is flowing because of the wrong perspective that we have in life. The Lord is showing us here tonight that it was that kind of wrong mentality, wilderness mentality, slave mentality, that kept the Israelites from entering into the promised land. And the problem with a slave mentality or wilderness mentality is it's a wrong mindset. You may wonder, why is it a wrong mindset? Because you be seeing yourself on a way that God don't see you. God never created anybody and saw any one of us as grasshoppers. Are you with me so far? God has never seen any one of us as grasshoppers. On the contrary, you are a chosen people. Is that what it says?
That's right.
You are elected of God.
Amen.
Chosen generation. Amen. Peculiar people. Royal priesthood. Royal priesthood. People that God has chosen to proclaim His glory. So why do we take the mediocre, everybody knows that word, right? Route. When we are destined for the best. God has no favorites.
Well, I've been praying, but God has not given me what I'm looking for.
Then scratch out to what you've been praying for. Say, God, I'll go for everything you have. What is it? I'll take it. I guarantee you one thing. God's way about you is not your way of thinking about yourself. Because God's way of thinking is much, 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 much different of our way of thinking. Brother Harry, I don't think I gave you this, but on the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8, it shows us why a slave mentality is so hurting to anybody who has it. Isaiah 55, verse 8. Read it with me. For my thoughts, nor this is the problem with a slave or a wilderness mentality. The thoughts that you have of yourself are not the thoughts that God has of you. Are you with me so far? So what is hindering God's people from enjoying the best is that mediocre thinking. That wilderness thinking that does not come from God. Folks, Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts I have for you.
Amen.
You're going to flip burger your whole entire life. By the way, I have nothing against burger flippers. But I think you can do better than this.
Amen.
Well, I cannot get in any college around here.
Says who? If you set your pace right now from middle school and even high school, and you are a top student, top aide, you're going to get a scholarship. And you're going to go to college for free. And when you get to college and you're top student, you're going to be the first one to be picked by the companies looking for people to hire. It's all a way of thinking. And folks, if we do have this kind of mentality, we've got to get rid of it. In Deuteronomy 1, verse 6, God is telling you how to go about this. Read it with me. The Lord our God spoke to us in Horeb, saying,
you have dwelt long enough at this mountain.
Maybe you have dwelt long enough around that mountain. Which mountain? The mountain that causes you to think that you can do it.
Yes.
The amount that causes you to think that's a hard life. The amount that causes you to think that it's so hard. If you dwell there long enough. It's time to move on. Your future is not stagnation around a mountain.
Yes. Amen.
How do I deal with mountains? Speak to it. Be cast into the sea. And many times the mountains that we set before us are some nonsense. Some wrong way of thinking about ourselves. Slave mentality. That is completely opposite of what God thinks about us. God's way of thinking is different from us because God's way of thinking is much, much higher than our way of thinking. I am challenging you tonight. If you can't speak to the mountain, get around the mountain. Get over the mountain. And move on. Don't stay stagnated. You know, we can have the right mindset, but we also can have the wrong mindset. The right mindset benefits us. The wrong mindset only hurt us and hinder us from progressing and achieving what God has in mind for our lives. Listen to Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. I don't even know what is that, but I just heard the word Colossians 3, 2. Ha! Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. What about that? Isn't God something? This is the kind of mindset that we want to have.
Yes.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
This is the kind of mindset that we want to have. When we think heavenwards, or when we think from heaven's perspective, there isn't any giant in our way. Why? Because when you are up there and you look down here, things are smaller. Are you with me here? Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. You know, there may be time when circumstances are not really bad, but it will cause us not to enjoy anything. Because we have a wilderness mentality inside of us. You know, some of us may have nice homes, nice families, good jobs, lovely children, lovely spouses, and sometimes enough money to live comfortably. But yet, we cannot enjoy our blessings because we have several wilderness mentalities. And that will prevent us from seeing things the way that God sees. Are you with me?
Yes.
So, preacher, what's the whole point on this whole thing tonight? Some people thinks negatively, automatically. Have you met somebody that every word that comes out of their mouth is a negative word?
Yes.
Slave mentality. Wilderness mentality. Some people see things negatively because they have experienced unhappy circumstances throughout their lives. And they can't imagine anything getting any better in their lives. But other people see everything as bad and negatively because that's the way that they are inside. Are you listening to what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So what you're saying? A negative outlook of life will cause a person to be miserable. And mostly like will become a hindrance for that person to make any progress towards the blessings that God has for them. Are you with me here? God has called you and I for abundance. God has called you and I to be complete in Christ Jesus. God has called you and I to enjoy the best of the land. God has called you and I to enjoy prosperity in every realm of our existence. Many of these people are good people. They have been Christian for many years. They're on their way to heaven, but they're not enjoying the trip. They're miserable throughout life. I'm here to tell you tonight that God's mercies are bigger than any misery that we can feel. God's light can shine brighter than any darkness that may appear on our way. God's compassion is able to walk us out of any wilderness that we may be walking through and bring us into His glorious and marvelous promises. So what is the bottom light? Preacher. The bottom line is this. According to Deuteronomy 1:6, some of us may be long enough around that mountain. Are we together?
Yes.
It is time to change our view of life. It is time to look at things in a positive way. It is time to start looking at ourselves and at life in the same way that God looks at it. And you know, we might just have to give up our plans and tell God, well, whatever you have, I'll take it. I promise you, I guarantee you that whatever God has is much greater and bigger and better than what you thought for yourself.
Amen.
But it's time, folks, for us to enjoy life.
Amen.
You may be a good Christian on your way to heaven, but if you are unhappy, I was talking to somebody recently, and this person really challenged me, and my ears were already getting achy, hot, for so long time on the phone. So I was challenged because of the way that I talk to people. I said, well, let me tell you this, beloved. There are four types of people out there in the world today. There are the pagan, atheists, and unbelievers, and witches, and whatnot. Then, there are the Bible-believing people that will take God for all His promise. Then there are the chosen frozen. They're going to go to heaven. But they are miserable on their walk with God. And then there are the happy pagans. Happy pagans. What is a happy pagans? Somebody that professes to believe in Jesus Christ but don't believe in anything that the Bible says. That made that person get even more mad at me. Are you calling me a happy pagan? I didn't call you anything. I just said there are four types of Christians today, or people there, acting like this. Our trip to heaven doesn't have to be a miserable trip. Is anybody listening to me?
Yes.
You have been long enough at this mountain.
Yes.
It's time to turn around. Walk around the mountain.
Hallelujah.
If you can't speak to remove it, walk around the mountain.
Yes.
Climb it, get over the other side. But you have been long enough
yes.
at this mountain.
Amen.
Is anybody listening to what I'm saying here?
Yes.
So what's the point then, preacher? According to these notes of mine, I want to challenge you tonight to do one simple thing, and I can't finish, and I don't want to finish tonight. Let's go back to Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on the things of God and keep it there. Huh? Set your mind on the things of God and keep it right there.
Amen.
Huh? Yes. You can make that choice. You know, this afternoon when we were leaving here, I had a little accident right in front of the church. I didn't hit anybody. Nobody hit me. But there was a little accident when we were trying to get into the car. And I thought I had either dislocated my leg or something happened because now I couldn't move. I had to lift up my leg and yank it out. And I had to control myself not to scream like a girl because the pain was strong. Thank God, Ted, my son, was here, and I made into my office, and he used to run track, so he knows some stuff to do, and for the next 30 minutes, he was doing some twisting and some wiggling, whatever it is that you call that thing, and he's doing this stuff on my legs, and the tears are rolling down my face. It hurt. It hurts. I'm still a little sore. But after he finished doing whatever it is, whatever the thing is called, the pain is start subsiding.
Amen.
While he's doing this, I'm confessing the word of God.
Yes.
Satan, you are an idiot. If you think you're going to cause me to be sick, you're an idiot. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
Amen.
And with the exercise that my son did, the blood circulation came back. As I said, I'm still sore. If I would have run here now, it would hurt. But I can walk. So it's still a little sore, but I have set my mind on the things of God. And if God says that I'm healed, I'm healed.
Yes.
End of story.
Amen.
Am I sore? Yes. It doesn't matter. I'm still healed anyway.
Amen.
My body's now taking a little time to recover. The blood is circulating again.
Amen.
Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Set your mind on the things of God and keep it there. Get away from the slave mentality of seeing you the way that you really are not. You're not a grasshopper, as those 10 guys saw. And because they saw themselves through the eyes of a slave, through the eyes of a wilderness mentality, they were not able to enjoy the promised land with all the goodies that God had for them. I am here to tell you tonight that God has in store to each one of you great and mighty things that you do not know. God knows the plans that He has for you to give you a future, to give you a hope. Don't set for less. You are chosen. You have the mind of God in you. Don't settle for less. And tonight I am proclaiming about your blessings. I'm speaking to each one of your lives. That everything that God had intended for your lives before the foundation of the world will come to pass even now. In the name of Jesus. We are on the land of the plenty. We are on a blessed land, although that piece of garbage, good for nothing, idiot, low life, punk called devil wants to steal it from us, but he's a liar. Greater is he that is in you and me than him and all his punks out there. You are on the land of the plenty. You are on the land of abundance. You are on the land of opportunity. Reach out to God and let God fulfill in you everything that he planned for your life before the foundation of the world. Because one thing is right. You and I have no slave mentality. We have the mind of Christ. We're going to set our mind on the things of God and we're going to keep it there. And we're not moving because the best is yet to come. God bless you.